from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile. That's according to the South Korean Military Joint Chiefs of Staff and verified by the U.S. as well. The missile reportedly flew eastward from South Pyongyang province, and South Korean military and U.S. were still analyzing the trajectory. The launch is the first since September 15th, when North Korea fired an intermediate ballistic missile. France's president is in the middle of a trip to West Africa. We get details from Bram Posthumus in Ouagadougou.
President Emmanuel Macron spent 3 hours on Tuesday at the University of Ouagadougou discussing migration, climate change and terrorism. He's the first French president in 3 decades to visit Burkina Faso. Security was a key concern during Macron's visit. Police and army patrolled around all the main arteries, including the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue, scene of 2 major terrorist attacks in the past. Macron will head to Ivory Coast on Wednesday for a European Union-African Union summit expected to address migration. The French president will then wrap up his trip to the region Thursday in Ghana. Bram Posthumus for VOA News, Ouagadougou.
The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike against the Islamic State group in northeastern Somalia that killed 1 extremist. The statement from the U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike was carried out on Monday afternoon in coordination with Somalia's government. The United States statement called a small but growing presence the issue. The Islamic State group in Somalia, the Trump administration earlier this year approved expanded military efforts against extremists in the Horn of Africa nation, primarily the homegrown and Al-Qaeda linked Al-Shabaab. Many Islamic State group fighters are said to number around 200 in the region. This is VOA News. Forgiveness or retribution, that's the choice as Zimbabwe moves forward after nearly 4 decades of chaotic rule under Robert Mugabe. So says Anita Powell in this report from Harare.
For 37 years, Zimbabwe has been battered by human rights abuses, endemic corruption and mismanagement that sank the economy and reduced the nation's once strong agricultural sector to ruins. The nation's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, sees only one way forward for his wounded nation. Forgiveness. But just a day later, the state jailed former Mugabe-era minister Ignatius Chombo on massive corruption charges. He's one of several Mugabe cronies to face what some critics are saying is political retribution, not true justice. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Kenya's new leader has been sworn in. We get details from Jill Craig. Actually, U.S. prosecutors have charged 3 Chinese nationalists linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of 3 companies to steal business secrets. Sue Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
Victorian State Police in Australia have arrested a 20-year-old man suspected of planning to use an automatic rifle for a mass shooting on New Year's Eve in Melbourne. Shane Patton is the police deputy commissioner.
The male is one of our high-risk persons of interest. We have been monitoring him for a very lengthy period of time. He's an Australian citizen, and he's of Somalian parents.
The police said the man was intending to act alone and had not yet acquired the firearm. In 2014, a lone gunman took nearly 20 hostages in a Sydney cafe in a 16-hour standoff with police before being killed. 2 hostages also died in that attack. Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, in talks with Pope Francis Tuesday, acknowledged an erosion of trust and understanding among communities in Rakhine State, but declined to mention Rohingya Muslims who have fled security crackdown there. A shutdown in Bali's airport continues thanks to ongoing hazard from volcanic ash. Airlines bracing for millions of dollars of lost revenue per day are scrambling to minimize damage by offering travel to other destinations. It happened after an eruption of Mount Agungo volcano. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.